Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Moses said, I'm not ready. God said, what's in your hand? Pastor Brian spoke to us about the story of Moses and God's conversation in Exodus 4:2. God asked Moses, what is in your hand? God was not only asking Moses about a physical object, he was asking him to look at the gifts and abilities that he had, and God would make up the difference. If God calls you, God will equip you and provide a way. We all have gifts and abilities that God has given us. It's up to us to decide how we will use them, and more importantly, if we will use them. We can use them selfishly for our own gain, or we can use them to serve God and make a positive difference in the world for Him. Because we have been made by Jehovah for the purpose of a relationship with God, we have within us a desire to seek God. We yearn to know our Creator. We desire His goodness, and we're drawn towards the purpose for which we have been made. One way that our current culture reflects this desire for God is through a universal longing for such things as truth, justice, goodness, and love. Even as our culture tries to push God out of the picture, it still exhibits a longing for the perfection of those attributes that belong to Him. The desire for justice can be seen by the display of yard signs containing quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King, and in our country's current discussions about race. At the same time, our lack of ability to fully experience these virtues is the result of our fallen human nature. We don't exhibit these qualities in their perfected form, yet we are called to work out our faith. In Philippians 2:12, Paul wrote, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That phrase is quoted a lot, but I wonder how many of us have ever stopped to consider what it actually means. He wasn't speaking to an individual here, but the church, the community as a whole. So when we say to someone, well, you have to work out your own salvation, and I have to work out mine, we are saying something completely different than what Paul was saying. We work out our salvation collectively by being of one mind and humbly submitting to one another. This is not something that can be done individually. It can only be done in the context of a church family. That means we are to be part of a family, contribute to our family, use the gifts and talents God gave us to shine the light of His love through us to others, thereby completing the calling to make disciples in all nations. We are to use what God gave us, including our mistakes, to discourage others to not make the same errors through the power of His Holy Spirit. To use your lessons of faith, forgiveness, patience, and love in whatever measure you have to lift up your brethren to a deeper faith in Christ. And in so doing, even more blessings will fall back on you, because you can never outgive God. Only in God do we find ultimate truth, supreme goodness, and perfect justice. Only in a relationship with Him do we experience the true meaning of love. When we do that, we also find ourselves in relationships with other life or lifetime believers. The world around us provides evidence of the transcendental attributes of God, yet we don't experience them fully. We catch marvelous glimpses of God, but yet we don't see the full picture. As Scripture says, eye has not seen and ear has not heard the fullness of God's wisdom, 1 Corinthians 2:9. We can't even look in the mirror at what talents or gifts we have and make a positive assessment. Too often we see our glasses half full and that we are not ready and we don't have the knowledge or skill set. But God was not stingy in giving us all a unique set of gifts and abilities. Therefore, He has called each of us to a unique calling to fulfill His purpose. Just as God asked Moses to use what he had in his hand, He is asking us to use the gifts and ability He has given us to accomplish what He has called us to do. We may not always understand why we are given certain gifts and abilities or why God has asked us. We can't even explain the why of some of the meetings we have in our lives. Coincidences? I don't think so. I think we should start examining our days and looking deeper at these supposed serendipitous meetings and occasions when God just might use us if we would but step in a little further and use what He put in our hands. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.